Dev, this is Natalie. The recording has been started.
Thank you very much, Natalie. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to everyone. My name is Devanand Tilaksing, Chair of the Technology Task Force. Conference call for Monday, 23rd of July, 2012. Just to go over the agenda, we'll be reviewing the at-large social media strategy and also looking at methods of implementing the at-large social media strategy. Next, we'll be looking at the updating of the at-large technology workspace, and following that, a look at the reorganization of the at-large wiki. This is something that Juan Wu has pointed out on a discussion on the mailing list. So we'll have a discussion about that. And then finally, we'll have an update on the at-large website redesign and the machine translation issues facing Lakralo. And then we'll have any other business. Sorry about that. Let me just mute my cell phone. And any other business. And so is everybody okay with that agenda? Does anybody want to suggest something or add something to the agenda? Going once, going twice. Great. Okay, can someone please do the roll call?
Of course, Dev. This is Natalie. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. This is that large technology task force call on the 23rd of July, 2012. On the call today, we have Devanand Tilaksing, Sira Matsuzami, Yao Viatuhun, Juan Manuel Rojas, Gordon Chilcott, Bill Tanis, Kent Christen, and Wilson Adigaba. Fouad Bazal will be joining us shortly. We have apologies from Olivier Cressin-Lebrun, Avri Dorian, and George Assi. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Matt Asciani, Leigh Gruber, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the first item on our agenda is a review of the at-large social media strategy, and I've created the workspace over about a week ago. That goes into the reasons why we should have a at-large social media strategy. What we decided was the social media strategy up to now, and then let's just start with what we have so far. I posted the link in the chat. So right now, our draft at-large social media strategy is to have the emails from the ALAC at-large mailing list, which all at-large structures receive, to be immediately sent to Facebook, Twitter, and possibly LinkedIn. And a second task will be to ensure that the redesign of the at-large website caters for the sharing of the information over social media. Now, Juan Wu has pointed out another aspect of the reasons for having a social media strategy. Juan, do you want to take the floor to just explain it?
Okay. I am reading that the wiki, that the workspace.
Yeah.
I think that we need to create a social media strategy because we haven't that. And I think that we really need not only technology to do that, but some kind of strategies or modes to do it. Because we cannot only to have and repeat and send by social media tools information, because the information sent by social media is different than we send by mail, and we have to do that differentiation. I'm okay. You are following me.
Yeah.
That's the idea. Yeah. Because we need. I think that we need something like, at large is for social people related to internet. Then we have engineers one public objective, target public, target objective. Engineers, we have a internet that people that is not engineer but is also interested in internet issues. We have ONG, GNOs, and that kind of public have several different languages to use social media, and we have to impact on all. Yeah?
Okay. Let me try to summarize that. So what you're looking at is not only not using social media to disseminate from the at-large and from the ALAC announce list. You're seeking to have broader content related to other issues related to internet governance, for example, and also possibly the possibility of having it sent in different languages. I think there's also another aspect of what you had suggested was participation, and this is also the we touched on this in the last call, and I want to get some feedback on this, because getting participation, i.e., facilitating a discussion over social media regarding an ICANN policy, for example. All right. From my perspective, I want to hear from you all. I don't think this is by itself a technology issue. It's more of it requires a person to actually lead the process and so forth. Because ultimately, social media is about when you're trying to do that type of dialogue and participation, it requires actual people to dialogue. it's communicating, responding to questions, and trying to facilitate understanding and so forth. So it's not really a technology issue to just disseminate the information. My concern is, how do you think we can then broaden that strategy from what it is now to try to incorporate those kind of aspects, to try to incorporate bringing in different content to be disseminated over social medias, and to also have that in multiple languages, and to also facilitate participation in a meaningful manner. So there's like three aspects that I think are trying to build on what we have so far. So the floor is open. First of all, do people agree with that? With what Juan is suggesting. Questions, thoughts, comments? I see an agreement from Gordon agreeing with those three aspects.
This is Bill. One of the things I was wondering about is, are we talking about the technological part of this right now, or are we really just discussing how we're going to be using this? Is this our method of talking to the world, talking to ourselves, or are we discussing the nuts and bolts of what we're going to be discussing?
Okay, thank you, Bill. I have to say, though, you're very, very faint. Huh? I think what you were asking is, are we discussing what we're going to be sending on the social media strategy, or are we looking at the nuts and bolts of how we are going to do it? I hope that's what you were trying to yeah. Well, that's going to be the next aspect of it, because in the next agenda item, in terms of how to implement the social media strategy we have so far. I'm sorry, Alvi. I see your hand was raised. Please go ahead. Yavi? Yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. ERV distribution.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Okay.
All right. Yes, we have.
Yeah, my line was muted. Sorry, I was not in the last meeting, so I didn't get your question very well. If you can just repeat, I want to stay close to what the previous person said. Are you asking what is the strategy we want to use, or just briefly, if you can refresh rephrase the question? And I'm sorry, I didn't attend the last meeting. Maybe we already have a strategy. Or are you talking about what should we put in the new strategy? Is it a question?
Yes. Okay, I'll try to summarize it. And again, I tried to summarize it on the workspace page. Okay. So on that wiki page, I've outlined the reasons why we need to have a social media strategy, because we want to enable ELSs to disseminate information to its members, and because we can have outreach to end users that could become members of At Large. Social media networks have a large number of users who are sharing information with each other. And so our draft At Large social media strategy at the end of the first call, and that was presented as a summary in the ICANN meeting in Prague, was that we want to just, as a first step, have just the emails that are sent to the ALAC announce list, which all at-large structures receive, to be immediately sent to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Although at-large has a Facebook page and a Twitter page, right now it requires an individual login to update the content. And, you know, that's just a little time-consuming. So the idea is that we want to try to make that happen so that when an announcement goes out on the ALAC announce, you know, it also goes out to the Facebook, Twitter, and possibly LinkedIn, because LinkedIn was identified as a more popular social network, at least in the Dakar meeting when an informal poll was taken for the of the ALSs in the room. So that was the key thing. Juan Rojas is suggesting a further, I won't say changes, but more building more on the at-large social media strategy. He wants to see like more content in terms of more content to the social media, and possibly including other internet governance issues, and also sharing of information in other languages, multiple languages. And the third was, and the third one was regarding getting people to participate, because one of the benefits of social media has been that you can get immediate feedback and so forth and things like that. You can have reaction to people about a policy issue, whether they like it or don't like it, or they have comments on it. And how do you incorporate that kind of feedback, you know, in a meaningful way that could impact the at-large policy development process? I think I've summarized it that way. So I hope I've summarized it appropriately, Javi. So...
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, but I think that I'm not seeing anybody disagreeing with what Juan is saying. Let me just read the chat here. Okay, well, Siva is suggesting that, you know, we can do machine translation for simple messages. But it may not work for such larger content like the actual policy documents and so forth. And Fuad is asking a clarification. And Juan, perhaps you can answer it because it was your idea. Fuad is asking if when you say additional content, do you mean ICANN-related internet governance issues? Or are you referring to... How should I put it? Global internet governance issues like digital divide, which is not really ICANN, within ICANN's remit, as an example. Juan?
I am a little lost, but I think that we need to interact with people about. We have several times in ICANN, and several times that involve at large people that that make part of at large. Yeah. Then I am talking not only about languages. I am talking about several kind of content, because we are we need to relate it with people they feel the need to participate in ICANN and interact with ICANN social media, not only post information, just interact. But we need to know how to make that interaction or create that interaction with people. I am talking about that.
Okay. Well, as Fuad is pointing out that, the broader issues of internet governance are not ICANN's mandate, and nor is it for the ICANNs at large. But Gordon, I see your hand raised. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dev. Gordon Chilcott. Just to expand on this theme a little bit, one of the difficulties that we have had in getting participation is the old problem of people finding it very, very difficult to get started when they first start. It's a new members outreach thing. I think the social media method may be one good way to get them involved if the information that they need to provide something meaningful is provided on that, say, Facebook page. It's a little easier to get to than the other information that is available on ICANN, and it's kind of right in their face, if I can do a really, really bad pun there. Thank you.
Okay, go on. Thank you for that. Okay, so what you're also suggesting is that by also having the information on how to participate in at large and so forth, that's in an easy-to-understand manner. So that information could be easily be shared as well with other persons. So you're saying that's also some of the information that needs to be shared on the social media strategy, not just the ALAC announce alone.
Not just that. Gordon Chilcott again, Dev.
Mm-hmm.
Given a topic that comes up for discussion or given a new piece of information that is being sent out, enough background could be placed on the Facebook page to allow this new person to understand what is going on far more easily than it would be for through other ways, and allow that person to say, you know, what the heck is going on here, and perhaps ask the meaningful questions that we don't get asked that often.
Okay, great. Yalvi, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. What I would like to add is that we need maybe a half-page document for at large people who want to use social media, like at large Facebook, Twitter, a one-page document that can help them what to go. So just a half page of information that we can share with the various at large structures. So I don't know if we can have a document like this.
Okay. So now you mean from Yavi, just to ask a follow-up. This is Dave, sorry. I should be saying this myself. This is Dave. So just to clarify, you're asking for a general document about not so much a policy issue that's under that's all for public comment, but more of a general sense, a general document.
Is more for the users. Just a half page of document, like at last Facebook, what is the URL, and if you are on Twitter, for example, for ICANN, most of the time the hashtag they are using. So we need to have also one for at large, so that somebody, an at large member, who is expecting information regarding at large. Which hashtag is you should be using for search on Twitter, for example. So I'm expecting a document of just a half page, not a big document, for this information, URL and hashtag, just a very simple document, half page for users.
Okay. All right, so like a one-page document kind of thing. Okay, okay. All right. Yes, I'm trying to follow all of this stuff on the chat here. Okay, yes, and you're right, and you're right for that, because now it is getting jumbled with me, so I'll try to read this all at once. Okay, sorry, Yavi, I see your hand still raised. Is that you have something else to add, or? Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, it's off. Okay, so, well, we have now some ideas, some further ideas to now try to document and build on the at-large social media strategy. Okay. Well, I think any further comments on what else to be added? Because if not, we can then move on to the next agenda item. So what we'll have to do now is to document this, these new additions, and then, okay. And then let's just see now we can move on to the next agenda item because, and so we can think more about it. I mean, for example, I mean, in terms of, like, broadcasting in multiple languages, and since we're now going to talk about how do we implement the strategy, let's now just focus on how could we implement these new ideas. For example, and this is the first thoughts that come to mind. I think ideally, if you want people to be engaging with other persons in social media, oh, okay, I see one. Please go ahead.
Okay, Dave, thank you. I believe that we have to initiate with some questions to this to implement this social media strategy. Questions like, what are your strengths are as company, I mean ICANN, or at large? Of course, what do our company and what is our audience? What audience we can reach, which benefit, what to buy or to share with us our product or services, what makes us different from other people, other accounts in internet, who can do the same, who can support us, and how to generate confidence. I think that these kind of questions are important to implement this social media strategy. It's just my approach in this part. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Juan. Okay, and duly noted. I think that's also going to have to be, and I would like to encourage you all to, of course, put these suggestions up on the wiki itself so that, you know, so that it can be properly captured and then further discussed on the mailing list. I'll attempt to do so after the call, but if you all wish to, you know, go on the wiki page now and make these additions, you know, that will save some time and, again, broaden the discussion to the wider persons on the mailing list. So... okay, going back to the how to implement the at-large social media strategy. Just as a first thought regarding what was proposed in terms of expanding the content, transmitting in multiple languages, facilitating broader participation and engagement with social media, these are not, to me, not really technology issues because it more involves, persons to actually be responsible for the social media strategy. Here's my quick first suggestion, just hearing all of this information. Don't you think that perhaps there needs to be persons from each relo assigned to the social media strategy, and then they will be the ones to actively do the engagement aspects in terms of, hey, do you have a question about this policy out for comment? You know, and if a person asks a question, you know, follow up with them directly and so forth. That's one. The relo persons could also look at transmitting information in multiple languages. Now, multiple languages, again, as a very first thought, throwing it out there, I don't know if having one social media channel to transmit multiple versions of the same thing would work. What, in other words, if you have one message in English, one message in French, one message in Spanish, I think people are just going to get fairly overwhelmed with all of that messages, and some might be even turned off by that. You know, they're just, hey, there's too much noise. You know, so what would I think have to happen was that there have to be like a consolidated message. What, you know, where there's a message in English and it's, they have multiple versions all within that same message that goes out. So that's, again, is a very first thought of going to, how do you implement it. Okay. Again, this is all very first preliminary thoughts. Any quick comments on this? Or ideas? I'm seeing a lot of information in the chat here, so... And
Dave?
Yes? Go ahead.
Yeah, Shiva here, and I agree with your observation that there should be a central message, there should be one message, if it's in English, and the same should be in Spanish, and it should not be multiple messages in different languages. That is one thing.
Yeah.
And I want to suggest that we need a little bit of central translation or professional translation of the most important content or the homepage messages, and leave the remaining communications to be lesson translated. That is one. And another suggestion that I have is, do we have a person assigned to manage the Twitter account, to manage the Facebook account, to manage the LinkedIn page of At Large, if not the RALO's pages, at least for At Large, we need somebody assigned to the Twitter account, somebody assigned to the Facebook account, probably a page person, one of the staff members, someone who is good in social media, or some kind of an intern, just as they have at the IGF, that you can have an intern who can manage the social media pages, the Twitter account and the LinkedIn account. It will help.
Okay.
It is needed, actually.
Okay. Thanks, Siva. This is Dave. And I'm just noting some comments what Fuad is suggesting. Basically, channel, if I understand reading the chat here, we could have the multiple messages in different languages on the wiki page and then just link to that message in Facebook, so that the social media is used to then point to the wiki page, and the wiki page has the announcements in possibly in multiple languages and so forth. And that will be the way to channel the information as opposed to just broadcasting the message in multiple languages. In terms of whether we don't need, Fuad is also saying on the chat that we don't need different managers. We could try to keep it posterized. I'm not sure what that quite means, actually. I assume it means that, as fortune, there's a lot of noise coming from somewhere.
Yeah, Dave, this is Heidi. Apologies for that. We'll look into that. And also, Cloud has his hand up.
Great.
It sounds like
sorry,
someone...
Sorry,
I think that noise is that someone has their speakers open on the AC, so if you're not using that for audio, could you please...
Ah.
I think that... Okay.
Thank you. Fuad, please go ahead.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you, Fuad. Thank you.
Okay. Actually, for using, you have various kind of tools online which you can use to sort of channel your messages from multiple like accounts, multiple Facebook accounts, and whatever social media tools you're using. I think it's called Posterous.
Correct.
Of the online service.
Yes.
So that's what I was referring to as Posterous.
Mm-hmm. Ah, got you now. Okay.
So,
excellent. Okay, now I understand what you mean. Thank you for clarifying.
Work is going on, we need, like, you know, less suggestions for more people. We actually need to find ways where we can utilize the current resources and extend these.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, understood. Heidi, sorry, so this is Dave. So Heidi, what Fuad was referring to is a tool that is linked in the how to implement the at-large social media strategy, which is one of the tools that I identified was a tool called Posterous. And one of the abilities of Posterous is that it has the ability to take content that is sent to Posterous and auto-post it to other platforms, including various social media. So that's what his term, you know, that's what Fuad is hinting to. Okay. Okay, well, just, I know we're also running out of time on this topic. Regarding the implementation of the social media strategy, I identified three things, and I post the link in the chat there, and there are like three tools. Posterous, which Fuad has mentioned, and I've noted two other tools. One is called IFT, and another one is called Buffer. And I don't think we'll have the time to actually go into that information right this second, because I think we're just about running out of time on this topic item. But I would just like to ask people, you know, to take some time to like look at these two things. If you have an additional technology tool or service that can be used, then let's put it up there. And then, so the next step will be to evaluate which one is the best one to go with. Okay, going once. All right, anything else regarding the social media strategy before I move away from this at the point? I mean, it's great we have some content on this. Go ahead, Heidi. I think it was Heidi.
I got an action item, and if so, could you please repeat that going to test some of these tools?
Yes. I've outlined some of the tools that we could use to implement the strategy. I've listed three so far. So if anybody else has any other further tools, so please add them to that wiki page. And the next thing would be to look at which method would be the best method of all. So if persons could comment, if they have personal experiences with it, that I think Posterous is the best one, or this one it doesn't look like it'll work, and so forth. So that's the action item, because we don't have the time to actively evaluate each one right now at this point. And what we could do on the mailing list, I can ask persons who wants to test this service and report back to us. Okay? And CDF test the tools. Yes. And give feedback. Yep, thanks. That is correct, Heidi. Thanks. Okay, item number 6, the reorg of the at-large wiki. Well, this is also a comment that started out with Juan. Juan, do you want to just simply briefly summarize why you made the suggestion regarding why should the at-large wiki itself be reorganized or looked at?
Yeah, we was talking in mailing list about at-large wiki, and we were agreed about reorganizing at-large wiki. We were looking GNSO wiki and something like that, and maybe we could reorganize wiki with I don't know, by issues, by themes, by subjects. I don't know how to say in English perfect, but something like that. And that is something that we have to do. This wiki sometimes is like it has many things, but it's not very clear to find some information specifically. And that means that makes that wiki sometimes it be something disorganized and almost lost information important sometimes. Not more, I think.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Juan. Okay. So if I want to summarize, you're saying that you find it difficult to find the information, and the information is there. I think you're saying the information is there, but sometimes you have to drill down to three or four levels before you find the information, and perhaps a reorganization would help in just bringing that a little more to the top level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm seeing Fuad is typing in a lot of stuff there. So, and I thought I saw Heidi's hand raised. Heidi, you had a hand raised or not?
This is Heidi, Dave. I've put my comment in the chat. If you would like, I can read that for the record.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, so basically I'm hearing that, you know, there are some suggestions for improving the wiki. I mean, again, it's a community wiki, so any way you'd like to organize it, that's fine. But just to point out that currently it is organized by structure. So, again, from the top down to ALAC, then RALOs, at-large structures, individuals, working groups, and then it goes on, you know, ICANN meetings, et cetera. So what we could do, I mean, one suggestion of adding subject topics I think is excellent, and that could be added, for example, to the policy development page, which is actually in the gateway section on the top for ease of access. So we could definitely add topics like who is, RAA, et cetera, to that page.
Okay. I think that is a good suggestion, Heidi. Thanks. This is Dave. Any other further thoughts or comments? I'm seeing Fuad, you've actually typed in a lot of information here. But I think essentially if I were to summarize it, Fuad, unless you don't want to take the floor, it does need some improvements to reorganize because it's also confusing to the laypersons to try to find information relevant. Who's that, Gordon? Sorry, who's this?
Dave, let me take a look. I'm not sure if that's Gordon trying to speak or if that was an echo from you.
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay. My apologies. Okay. Well, I think what the way to do this would be to actually, rather than try to reorganize something on the fly. Okay, Fuad, go ahead, and then I'll conclude. Go ahead, Fuad.
Okay, Dave, thank you. What I'm suggesting is the wiki already has significant amount of information, and it is highly valuable in the way
it is.
But at the same time, the challenge is, as you know, at least I know for last year when we were working in the task force, members had a lot of trouble going around it, right? And those were the beginning days of the wiki anyways. And what I realized as well was that there needs to be some rearrangement of information, nothing significant, but of existing information to be more usable, right? And keeping that in view, I think that we can sort of, instead of going directly to those improvements, we can sort of bridge that with our social media improvements that we want to do. For example, if you want to add what I was referring to earlier, that you know, you have already content being produced in multiple languages. You don't need to reproduce that. But you need to link that information across your social media channels. So basically, it's not more work, but it's to make efficient all that we have existing, which is valuable information for the community, and to find the right ways we can put it through. Last comment, if there might be a need for us to revisit our membership across ALAC and see what, like sort of a quick survey, it's not a long survey, but a very quick survey, and to see that what are the immediate problems that people face with the wiki. Because as a technology task force, we shouldn't wait for complaints to come in, but we should be in a position that every 6 months or 1 year, we would be able to survey back within ALAC as to whether all these improvements or all these strategies being implemented are useful. Are they achieving what they were originally designed to achieve? So that's my comment. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for that. This is Dave. Just to say a quick reaction, I think, it is more about reorganizing the information and so that we can more efficiently find it. There are aspects of Confluence that, in fact, we are not really even using. For example, I realized that we have the ability to do blog posts within Confluence, and I realize we haven't really explored the possibility of that, for example. Would that, having that blog post and then having that information being circulated on the social media as a regular updated message or update about a policy and so forth, could that also be used instead of just the ALAC announce list, you know, that type of thing? So, and regarding the feedback in terms of, getting feedback from the at-large and from the ALAC as to what it is they are seeking on the wiki page is useful. And also, how should I put it, as a possible deliverable at after a year or so, you know, ask the questions again, then for the need for improvements and so forth, so that we can then, you know, continue to improve based on the feedback received. Right. Great. Okay, and I see an agreement. Yes, we can merge mailing lists on a single page and Confluence. Okay, yes. So I just want to say, instead of trying to just make subtle changes right on the fly, so to speak, I do want to take our time again. I know it sounds tedious, but to document what we mean by reorganizing the wiki. I want to see something, a wiki, so I'll open up a wiki page and let's start, you know, building, some concrete ideas so that, and if you want, you can include screenshots and so forth to say, this is what needs to be changed, here's the rationale why, and the benefit will be that, that at-large can then use the information more effectively. One thing I do notice is that, when I compare it with the GNSO's website, they have an entire space dedicated to at-large working groups. And I'm thinking, given that the working groups is our public face at times, in terms of what the at-large is doing, maybe that needs to be brought more prominence than rather than the ALSs and RELOs. as well, because it's really the work from the working groups that is, you know, giving policy input to the ALAC, and the ALAC in turn deciding on sending it to the board as a public comment and so forth. So I think anything that we are, the work that we are doing so that people can see what we are doing and they can join or give comments in is what needs to be brought to prominence. That was just an observation I saw when I looked at the GNSO's organization and the ALAC's organization. So, but I think, again, let's get it on a wiki, so open up a wiki page, get the suggestions on that wiki page, and then proceed to implement, rather than trying to implement on the fly, so to speak. Okay? And I see agreement from Gordon on that. So, okay. Any further comments on the at-large wiki? Going once, going twice. Okay. Okay, great. Agenda item number 7, regarding the update on the at-large website redesign. I believe there's been the team behind the at-large website redesign have conducted various interviews. I think, Heidi, perhaps you can give us a quick update as to what has happened so far.
Yes, thanks, Dave. This is Heidi. I'm actually, if Matt, if you're on the call and able to just update everyone where we are, on that, and then we'll see where we can go from there. Matt?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do so, but I missed the question. What is the website we designed?
So basically, where are we with the internal activities or with Mark interviewing the people from the at-large community?
Well, we've completed all of the interviews. Mark Salvatierra actually also completed additional interviews in Prague. At this point, I know his team needs to take the information and analyze it. Once they've completed that, it's my understanding that they will come back to us and provide a summary and see that this is...
Matt, sorry, this is Heidi. You're a little bit garbled. Could you, again, do the same adjustment you did earlier today?
Is this better?
Yeah, a little good. Better. Just a little slower as well.
Okay. It's my understanding that Mark has completed all the interviews. He also did some interviews in Prague. At this point, I believe his team needs to go and conduct an analysis of the interviews and put together a summary. At that point, he will come back to us and make sure that what he understands we need is exactly what the group wants. And then we'll move forward. But I believe they are actually doing the analysis right now.
Great. Okay. This is Dave. All right, thanks, Matt. I think everybody heard that much better now. So, okay, thank you. So the analysis is being... I don't think there's any more interviews need to be done anymore. It's just the analysis is now, of all the interviews, is now being done. And when that summary is finalized from the website redesign team, it will then be shared with you. Okay. Great. Thanks a lot, Matt. Okay. The other update is on the Lacrallo machine translation issues. Let me just put a link back onto the on the chat there as to the summary of the Lacrallo meaningless issues. Now, I had an opportunity to talk with David Clausen from IT staff about these issues. And... well, I know Kent is on the call. I hope he's still on the call. Kent, are you on the call?
Yes, still here.
Great. I know that David was also working with you, and because you were the person who actually did some of the actual coding of the software that works behind it, that does the translation between the two email lists. Do you want to not ready to go through the entire 4 points, but just to summarize what you think could be done with the 4 points mentioned?
Let me quickly see if I can find where I parked something here. uh,
Well, I can't find where the 4 points were listed. So
okay. Well, I posted it in the chat. Oh, but I realize you're not in the chat. Okay. Let me just quickly summarize. One was the attachments and emails sent to one mailing list is not received on the other list. So while the body of the text is translated, the attachments are dropped.
Okay, answer that. That's an explicit design consideration. Though the thing was only designed to translate the text part of an email, and it just drops the rest of it. There's no way to really carry, you know, keep the attachment somewhere and do something and then reconstruct the whole email with the attachment attached. I mean, in theory, that could be done, of course, because it's all just software, and if you had infinite resources, you could make software do practically anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it is now, and the way, you know, I don't know an easy way to do it otherwise, reconstructing the exact structure of an email to send it on to a mailing list with the attachments intact and so on and so forth is really a major kind of thing relative to just pulling out the text and translating it and sending the translated text. Every email that is sent has a link to the original email.
Okay.
And I'm not sure about whether the attachment is saved with the original email, but the that might be possible if it isn't. I don't know. I have to go back and look and see how that is exactly done. But the idea was, at least, that the only thing that the translation tool did was to carry the text part of an email across for people to be able to see it. And the original email is still the definitive source. And if you want attachments or whatever from the original email, you have to go to the original email.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kent. I know the other 4 points related to how the encoding of the email message results in garbled characters being inserted into the final machine translated product. Two things that I talked with David here, and I don't know if it was we all had discussed it after Prague, but the two ideas I had in mind was to one, possibly ask for a survey of within Lacrallo to ask which email clients they use, and see if the problem is related to a particular program or a particular email client, I should say. That was one suggestion I had.
Well,
okay. Go ahead, Ken.
There are several variables involved here. We have the particular email client. We have the native character set used by the user with that email client. We have the operating system used by the person. We have the way that their browser, and then we have the browser issues, which is when you're looking at the the message in the archive online, how your browser translates the stuff. And the bottom line is that unless you can enforce some uniformity across how people do things, the cross-product of all of these different variables makes a very large set of things that you have to examine and control for.
Okay.
It's not just the email client. There are probably a dozen different variables
right.
that affect what you ultimately see. And it's very, you know, in a controlled situation, you can you could get, you know, essentially perfect reconstruction, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But with what we have basically here, we have a very uncontrolled situation. We have people using whatever clients they sign up with, coming from a variety of different character sets and a variety of different operating systems. Well, three basically.
All right.
It really is in order to support something like that, you would need to put, you know, major corporate money behind it. It's a software thing that involves, you know, looking at lots of different variables. And, you know, it would be wonderful if we could do it, but I just simply don't think we have the resources to support that.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
I should point out that the intent of this project was to set up something where, and the goal was that people would, you know, discipline themselves to operate within a set of constraints.
Mm.
That has not been the result. People, you know, basically use whatever email clients and whatever environment they're comfortable with, and the idea, and they want that environment to, you know, transparently work with everything else. And I can't blame them for that, because that's what I would want. But
right.
it just isn't easy to do.
Well, all right, Ken. Thanks for this. This is Dave. Well, perhaps the thing to then move forward is to then. All right. Well, it doesn't seem like trying to ask people what email client to use, because, as you said, there seems to be multiple variables that's interacting at the same time. You know, the language they're using, the operating system they're using, the email client. And, of course, asking the end user to supply all that kind of information might be, well, beyond them. And, two, it results in a whole matrix of information that takes time to sort out to come up with a solution.
Yeah, that's the basic thing. I mean, it's a resource-intensive thing like that. Basically, the code was a, you know, proof of concept. We could do it. But to make it into a, you know, professional grade product would require, you know, large resources.
Right. Okay. My second on the fly idea I had when I was talking to David in Prague. Enabling RSS feeds in the emails list itself.
Say that again.
Enabling RSS feeds. My idea was is that, well, given that you have some the problem seems to be one of encoding, if RSS feeds were enabled as part of the mail client, as part of the mailing list software, which is Mailman, I believe,
mm-hmm.
Would that possibly solve the, well, would that possibly, having the RSS feed, would that make it, a more cleaner version, a more consistent version to be able to do machine translations on?
Because the RSS feed would be abstracted to some extent already, that maybe it would be more straightforward to do the translation from?
Mm-hmm. Because that's the way to simplify things. You know, have the RSS feeds. That will make it the content becomes more consistent to then translate, and then you're not dealing with all the multiple variables.
That's an interesting thought. I don't know. It's a new direction, and I just don't know. I don't know if Mailman supports RSS, actually.
That was my idea, to just circumvent all the problems with the encoding and so forth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to summarize some things in the chat. To what extent is this a problem at other reloads? It is a significant problem in La Corallo, because we effectively can't even communicate and collaborate with each other effectively. Go ahead, Heidi.
I was responding to a question by Gordon of, do we know what extent this is a problem within other railos? So my answer was for other railos other than La Corallo. I mean, I do recognize that it is a significant problem within La Corallo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I was about to just say that, but thank you very much, Heidi. And as Fouad mentioned, Confluence does the translation quite seamlessly, the machine translation quite seamlessly. And again, it's because it's already in one consistent format.
Right.
It works very well there.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, that's just my suggestion. I know we have to wrap up on this topic, but just give the thought of using RSS feeds as a idea and see whether that could probably, you know, rather than trying to solve the code and all that kind of stuff.
Alrighty.
All right. All right. I know we started just about the top of the hour, so I know Eliza also, I missed one of the topic lists, which is updating at-large technology workspace. I noticed I've made some comments, but I haven't seen anybody else making additions to the wiki. So again, subtle reminder, you know, to just, hey, start small and just start building it out. You know, all the different tools that at-large uses, Skype, Adobe Connect, you know. I've already put in some information there, so you could just take a look at that and then see whether does that help or is more content needed and so forth. So just a mention, you know, just to keep up, look at updating the technology workspace. Okay, any other business? Going once, going twice. Okay, great. All right, the next meeting. I am thinking a monthly meeting is appropriate for the technology task force. And do you want to make it at this time, the third Monday of each month? Okay, I see Fouad is saying yes to a monthly meeting. Juan is also thinking, agreeing with the, and Siva is also saying yes to a monthly meeting. So, okay, I think we have agreement on this.
And
so,
yes, Heidi, would it be okay at this time as well for a regular meeting every month?
Meaning the third Monday of each month, kind of?
It would be, so third Monday at this time, which is 1700 UTC, I believe.
Okay. I think that seems to be an appropriate suggestion. Does anybody disagree with that suggestion, having it on the third Monday of each month at 1700 UTC? Okay. I see Juan has raised his hand. Go ahead, Juan.
Yeah. I only want to ask about 15 UTC is the same time that today?
No, 17. It was 1700 UTC yesterday.
Okay. Like today is 17 UTC?
Yeah.
Okay, for me it's good. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other persons, you know, in different time zones, Heidi. That's the only thing that comes to mind. Yalvi, go ahead. You may be muted, Yalvi. I'm not hearing you. Okay, Yalvi is posting it in chat. Can we push it to 1800 UTC? Okay, well, I think we have some, well, not to say no to that, but I guess, Heidi, I guess the thing is, yes, we should have it monthly, but I think there's still some persons wanting slightly different times. So I guess the thing would be to, unfortunately, do another doodle for that Monday, though, for that third Monday of the month.
Okay, we'll set that up. Thank you.
Okay. And just as I think I was also trying to say, given that, you know, there may be other persons in different time zones, that this time might be difficult for them, but if it was an appropriate time zone for them to participate in, you know, we could alternate. That's also that type of thing. That's also something to look at. But I guess let's have a doodle for that next monthly meeting. But I think the consensus is to have it on that same month, on the third Monday of each month. So it's just really just to fine-tune the time on that Monday. Okay? Okay, Yahweh, I see your hand is still raised. Okay, it's not. Okay. I think at this point we're just running a little over of time here, so just want to thank everyone for this call. It's very, very informative. Please use the wiki, and again, we don't have to wait until the next monthly call. We could still have the discussion on the mailing list and on the wiki, and, you know, that's the idea behind the Technology Task Force. You know, we could work virtually and in between the conference calls. So I'd like to thank everybody for this. Thank you, Kent, for attending the call. And, of course, thanks to staff. Okay, and with that, I think I'll adjourn the meeting. And thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.